live in a place where I can have... It was a circular couch, and it all jigsawed together
into
a big circle. And I would love to have a house one day where I can have that. It was so fucking cool.
If we had less... We could fit it in here.
Less what, John?
No, that's it. That's what I said. If we had less.
Wait, well, how big was the space in the middle?
Well, there was no space. Like, you could hook them all together, and it was like a giant like bed almost, because it all had like backs to it.
It turned into like a California king sized like area.
Oh, but then you have to couch. Like, it's like giant like chaise. I don't know how to pronounce it. Couches, like fainting couches without the one side.
Oh, okay.
Or wait,
but it turned into like one big circle.
Yeah, it turned into one giant mattress, basically, if you put them all together.
That's kind of cool.
It was really fucking cool!
Yeah, I wanted it, but I was like, we can't fit it in here. For it.
Our entire living space could be
coming. I was going to say, even if we put it right here, it would have taken up most of that space just to get it. Like, because it's only 100 by 100 inches, but that's still a big fucking
space. It's a circle. A solid circle.
And there's no good way to utilize that space, so it's definitely a statement piece.
Alright, so...
We've spent about 7 to 8 minutes of talking about bullshit, so let's move on to something important.
I was trying to.
Like, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Dapper Shark Podcast, episode 72.
Brought to you by the number 72.
I mean, technically that is true, yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Nope,
9,
nope.
10.
James is gonna go on too long.
Copyright
John?
Infringement.
Oh no!
Yes.
But we stopped in between. So,
yeah, see, there was a
something, break. Something. 71, 72. Yay!
We did it. So, guys, this week we're gonna bring you some gaming news, some industry stuff. God fucking damn it.
Wow.
Special hell. Like, he did it for comedic effect. You did it because you're an asshole.
You said that because comedic effect and you're an asshole.
I love you. So anyway, guys, what's going on? What's in the news today? I know you know it. I told you.
All the new news things that are there and the stuff. Well, we were talking about... couches. I actually had a segue, but we kind of stepped all over. I was thinking, when you were talking about looking a gift horse in the mouth, what gift horse could we look in the animated balls?
That was awful.
So the new trailer for Red Dead Redemption
starts out great.
Horse balls. Okay, so Rockstar's always had a fine attention to detail, but that seems like it's a bit much.
I think it's great. It's an immersive experience. It's funny.
You know, whatever. It amused me, too, once I noticed it, because I didn't know until James told me.
It caught your attention, didn't it?
After James told me.
Yeah, see? So if you watch, we'll have the link in the show notes to the new trailer, which looks awesome, by the way, balls and all.
It makes... They really went balls to the wall.
Nose to the grindstone?
I mean, it'll get people to watch it again. And that'll get views, which will build hype.
This only confirms that the Red Dead Redemption 2 game is going to be a prequel to Red Dead Redemption, which gave me some mixed feelings, to be honest.
A prequel?
I kind of understand why they went prequel, though, because towards the end of Red Dead, automobiles are a thing.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to realize that the times were changing when they set the period. So they have to go backwards in order to keep it as, like, that Wild West feel.
Fair enough. I guess I could see that timeline-wise. And also, I don't know, there's... let's not brainstorm. Maybe brainstorm, whatever. Where do you think that they would go if they were to do a 2? Like, well, if they were going to do... If 2 was a sequel rather than a people.
Well, I mean, it's canon in GTA 5 that there's a story written by Jack, John's son, called Red Dead Redemption. So it's entirely possible it could have been one of those, Tombstone, or... What am I thinking of? The Wild Seven? No. What is it called? Damn it! with Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Shit.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, it could have been a story like that, where it's like, yeah, they're coming of age, but these guys are sticking to their guns, and they're not going anywhere, even though the whole world is changing around them.
Fair enough. So kind of like holding on to the Old West while people are walking around in their freaking Model Ts and shit.
Mm-hmm. Because John Marston got really... He did actually... well, depending on how you played. He really redeemed himself.
Or you're just capping people randomly like, ha! Sucked to be you!
And throwing them on trains. Women on trains while you tie them up.
Yeah.
With a lasso.
Did a couple times.
Fun. I never did get that achievement. But that account is long gone. Anyway.
So I guess that would make a good sequel. Like, it would be basically... it would be using the name and obviously select characters and stuff like that, but it's like not necessarily a continuation of the actual like original story from the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could be cool.
See, and that's what I was thinking. Like, there was this really good Wild West game that I played all the way through from start to finish. It held my attention long enough for me to finish the fucking game, which is really, really rare. Do you remember what it was called? It comes from a series of Western games.
Describe it a little bit more.
Call of War.
It's the one with the... yeah, that's exactly it. It was... thank you. You got
it. James.
It was the Call of Juarez where the main character is telling you the story, and he gets caught exaggerating.
Yeah. That was really funny.
But then you start to question, like, what is the truth? Because one of the people in the story questions what he's saying, and he's like, no... the way I said it is actually the truth, and here's why. And then you start getting these little nuggets of truth as you play the game, and I kind of wanted that for Red Dead Redemption 2. Something like that, but, you know, with the open world.
But at the same time, that's kind of the charm of Call of Juarez, and Red Dead doesn't do that.
No, well, it did.
Like, and that
it
would
had collectibles, that's for damn sure.
Well, that's the thing, guy. Is that that was Call of Juarez's shtick, and I feel like if you hadn't gone into it wanting it and you had played both games, you would have known that Red Dead was ripping off of it.
I also want to point out that Red Dead also went into the fucking zombies.
Yes.
So it's not like that game hasn't already jumped the shark once or twice. It could have done with some, like, historical finagling.
But, like, you kept playing it.
I mean, I played both of them to completion. I don't think that's the issue here. I think I just like the Old West.
I do like... yeah, I think you do. We should watch some movies. But, regardless.
Oh, I know some of them if I can remember the fucking name. Anyway.
I did like in Juarez that when he remembered something wrong or when... oh, when you die or when something like that happens, he's like, wait a second, that's not how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'd go back.
Prince of Persia did that, too.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. The first couple times.
Yeah. Then it got annoying. It's like, yeah, we get it. Ubisoft, thanks. Thanks a lot. Stop that. So anyway, what I'm saying here is Call of Juarez is... no, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so Red Dead Redemption 2 should be coming out sometime 2018. They haven't given an official release date, but they did say it would not be this year. Which I kind of expected.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, they announced the announcement of the announcement a while ago.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I know. I fucking hate that, but I'm not going to rant about that anymore. I've done too much.
Actually, it's kind of funny because I feel very differently about announcing an announcement and a teaser. Like, remember when they first were teasing Red Dead and they just came out with that picture? Like, the classic
yes.
Red Dead-looking picture, and they're like, didn't tell you anything.
That's fine. That's building hype, though.
Yeah, and but that's like...
telling people when you're going to release something as opposed to dropping it, and then the whole internet being like, oh my god, did you see this new thing?
Yeah. They're like, ah!
As opposed to tune in this day for the new thing.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you should totally check it out. This, like, this day. And, oh, okay. And then it's like, oh yeah, a year from now, this game's coming out. Fuck you.
I mean, I guess that must work. Though, or they wouldn't keep doing it. So.
Well, there's a lot of things that technically, like, must work, or they wouldn't
keep doing it. I mean, I guess that's true. There are some things that don't work that people keep doing.
Yeah.
Lawbreakers, unfortunately, is going to be a victim of the whole hero shooter fatigue.
the trying to hop on the bandwagon and, like...
That's the thing. Epic Games Lawbreakers... Poor Epic. they have this game that is really good. It has a really cool gimmick where you have to, like, use your gun to propel yourself through gravity-less areas. You know, like you would in space.
Is that how they get around in space? I don't know. I haven't seen
Space Station. I mean, that's not how they get around in space.
I don't see Yosemite Sam up there, bam, bam, and flying all over.
But that's the thing. You can fire a pistol in a vacuum. That's the whole point of, like, having a projectile weapon in space, is that you would use it in case you drifted away from whatever you're trying to stay near, to give yourself the reverse momentum. But they actually take that in Lawbreakers and use it as a gimmick. There's actually a button that lets you fire behind you that you can use to not only fire at people that are chasing you, which is pretty freaking cool,
yeah,
but also to propel yourself forward.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then you'd like, ha, no more pushing people off ledges, you just fire behind you. You're like, I'm back, bitch!
Yeah, exactly. Well, and there's like, every class, because there's a male and female version of each, I believe, has, like, little gimmick abilities to them. Like, one of them has a grappling hook that allows them to swing around, which is super useful in gravity-less areas. Because, you know, having a centrifugal, like, advantage over someone gives you that whole dodging aspect.
Yeah.
And then, like, people have jetpacks, which obviously that helps, too. But it's otherwise just, like, an Unreal game. Unreal Tournament 4 did come out.
No, it... Quake! That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, Quake Champions?
Yeah.
I don't think it's officially released yet.
I knew a guy that was, like, in beta for that, and it...
Yeah. They tried doing the Heroes thing, too. That's the thing, like, people are getting kind of fatigued by it. Fortnite actually just released a new controversial gameplay type, which I don't fucking know why it's controversial. That's basically a Battle Royale version of Fortnite. And the reason I very carefully didn't compare it to PlayerUnknown's Battleground is because people, for some reason, constantly forget that PlayerUnknown's Battleground is completely a ripoff of other fucking games.
Fair enough.
Like, it's not the end-all be-all of that game type. There were other games before it.
And there will be more.
And there will be more after it.
What exactly is PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, by the way?
It's a 100-person player survival of the fittest Hunger Games style. Note how I said Hunger Games, which came out way before this game. Style deathmatch. So you have 100 people.
I really think...
Area that closes in, so they force you to condense. Only one person wins at the end. Unless you're in teams, in which case that team wins.
I still feel like Battle Royale is a better description of it. First of all, because
Battle Royale came before. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
We said all that together. I know. I'm sorry. But yeah, I really do think that Battle Royale is just a better comparison, because Hunger Games was just another Battle Royale with a different flavor. The idea of Battle Royale is great. Yeah, and that's the thing, the idea of Hunger Games was really great. And the actual parts, because I read the first one, the actual parts where they were talking about competing, even a little bit of the world building was good. It was, like, if you took that and just removed the character and her personality and her family.
Or her lack thereof.
That's the thing, is for some reason, even having a blank slate of a character made it worse. You just need to remove the character. Like, just make her no one and nothing. Make her not say anything except her volunteering.
Could just make it about all the characters, and then that would be really interesting, because you don't know who's going to win. You don't have plot armor.
Yeah! Just make it a third person. Go into...
Third person omniscient?
Yeah! Talk about everybody.
But anyway, that's basically what being a spectator is in PUBG, or Fortnite Battle Royale. And I have watched a fair amount of both, and I have to say, I think I'm gonna enjoy Fortnite more, just because, first of all, I don't have to fucking pay for it again. And also, not only is Fortnite free to play, but it's really bite-sized. You don't have these really super long matches. I think the longest match I've ever seen for the game was 18 minutes. Yep. Because there's actually a built-in timer in the game that condenses players towards the middle.
And eventually you'll all just die.
And eventually you'll all just die, yeah. If you're outside.
Well, when did it get free?
26th.
Well, goddammit. Can we just wait until it plays?
No, just that playtime.
Oh, okay, I was like...
Just that playtime. And that's to build interest for the main game, which I also think was a really good idea. And again, I want to stress that Fortnite does do some gameplay mechanics differently from PlayerUnknown's Battleground. You can still build things. Yeah, so it's survival of the fittest, but you can actually build and fortify things. Not only that, you can destroy terrain.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm kind of trying to think of how exactly I would feel about that, just because it's like... Well, you said the matches are pretty quick, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess the time limit would kind of change things, but in a lot of PvP stuff that allows you to build things, I find it's kind of... It's very easy to set up defenses against an AI, just because they're very predictable. But against people, it's kind of like...
That's the point, though.
Well, yeah, no, well, all I'm saying is that it's not really useful to be able to do that, is the only thing.
It absolutely is. You could build a wall between you and someone else while you're trying to reload, or just put, like, that barrier there while you're healing. Just give yourself a little bit of extra jump. You can place traps so someone walks around a corner and suddenly they're getting zapped. Or Jesse Cox, one of my favorite YouTubers, put down a spike trap in one of his videos, and people kept walking through the door onto the spike trap and getting spiked. And it was really funny.
Wait, it was like insta-kill?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay, that could be.
And it's just because people aren't paying attention. So that kind of stuff really actually adds rather than being subtractive. Like, you'd think that people would be super careful because they know that traps and other things can be put into the game, but they're not, because they're used to playing a different game.
Yeah, they're used to, like, the Call of Duties and stuff like that, where you're more focused on constantly moving and trying to find your enemy versus being ready for actual, like, traps being set up.
Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. Like, no one can truly get super fortified to the point where you have this best position, because rocket launchers exist. Even your basic pickaxe that every character starts with, you can break down walls to disable defenses. You can shoot walls to destroy them.
But what about disabling the walls?
Yeah, exactly.
Defenses, the walls.
I gotcha.
The roofs.
Defenses, wow. The walls, the roofs, the floor.
Sorry.
You're deflorable.
No. Gotta do the show.
I also want to stress that the problems with Fortnite are not existent in this version of the game, because they actually make it so everyone's the same class, just flat out you're a commando class, you have no special abilities, the only weapons you get are the ones that you find. None of the stuff that you get carries over to the main campaign. I don't know if you get account experience for it, for winning, or for losing, but I do know that you don't get anything else.
So, you don't really get anything for playing it then, besides obviously...
I mean, the play.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, again, it is a free-to-play game mode.
Yeah, that's true.
So, if you enjoy that type of game, which PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds should be an example that people do, then, you know, you're probably going to enjoy this game, because it's also free.
Yeah, that's true.
There's zero barrier to entry.
Do you know if Pug has any sort of, like, leveling system or anything like that?
Well, so I'm gonna talk shit about PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds for a second, because they are doing something kind of scummy.
Oh, goody.
They originally were gonna have items be drops after matches, kind of all at TF2, so that you get, like, items and... What's the word I'm looking for?
Power-up?
No, not anything power-up. The,
All cosmetic?
Cosmetic, thank you. You get cosmetics, basically, to change the appearance of your character. Now, they're giving loot crates.
Oh, good. Because that's... Goddammit.
I wish that system would just be phased out forever.
Right?
I think this is going to be something...
You can blame TF2 for loot crates. Sorry, I cut you off.
That's okay. I just think it's going to be something that they look back on in gaming history and be like, man, that was a bad choice. And corporations are going to be like, man, I wish people didn't hate it so we could do this again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it should be a deal breaker for buying a game.
Exactly. I think in a game that you've paid actual money for, it's unacceptable. I even would say that Killing Floor 2 would drive me nuts if all of that wasn't cosmetic. But that's still a really fucking piss poor example. But Killing Floor 2 also lets us see, makes it so you can get and craft cosmetics. And you can sell the items that you get in Killing Floor 2 to get real money that you can spend on the Steam Marketplace.
But you pick up loot crates. It's not like you have to buy them to buy stuff to open them, right?
Well, you...
In Fortnite?
Well, okay, so those loot crates that we're talking about in the game are ones that are just scattered throughout the map. Yeah. You don't have to pay anything to open those. The ones I was referring to are...
No, the ones in menu that, like, in the...
Are you talking about, like, the llamas?
Yeah.
I love the llamas. The llamas you can absolutely pay for.
But you also get them for free.
You also get them for free.
Which isn't
bad. On a very regular basis.
What's bad about that, then? Well, is it the ones that we're talking about in Battle Royale, then?
It really depends. Unknowns, but... With something like that, it really depends on, like, how often it happens. Because, I mean, obviously, they're going... When you first start off, or when you're in low levels... Llamas or boxes or stuff like that.
You're going to get them with real regularity.
Yeah, you're going to get them a whole bunch. But then once you've invested a certain amount of time in a game, basically it's like you're lucky if you get a llama a day or a llama every couple, like...
Right. Know. And that's the thing that Fortnite has actually taken into account. Every single day, there are dailies that are really easy to complete if you just look around the maps. And they each give you a llama. And you get 3 per day. Not only that, there are random events that spontaneously happen where you can get, hey, these are developer-style loot crates, they have really good loot, and it's available if you do this thing. Get some friends together, go kill 100 zombies!
So something like that, it really... And also it varies person to person, because what they're really trying to get with that sort of thing is they're trying to get the people that are impatient, because a lot of times, especially if there's something specific you want, like if you're just like picking up loot crates and stuff like that, you're just like opening each up one up and like, oh, this is cool. But if you're, you know, in a match with someone and they have like a flying pinata demon thing, and you're like, dude, I want that flying pinata demon thing, and so you sit there, you have to open up like hundreds, if not more, of these loot crates in order to get that one thing that you want. So you're the type of person that's going to be like, well, I guess I'll just buy 200 so I can get it. And then, you know...
What's the opposite of a whale?
Shrimp, maybe?
Because I am whatever that is. I think that you should wait to get things in-game, because the fun of playing a game like that is unlocking those things. Like, even in Paladins, I was tempted once to get a skin for real money. And I didn't do it.
Got a horse once for real money?
That's the one I was talking about, is that fucking
horse.
It's
a really
horse.
Fucking cool ice horse.
I know, I kind of regret not doing it, but I made a conscious decision not to.
Well, aren't you just the horse's ice?
That's the thing, though, like, my particular personality type definitely isn't what they're looking for in these games, because I am super patient with that kind of stuff. Like, getting the game itself? Abso-fucking-lutely no, I'm not patient at all. I want that game right now, god fucking damn it.
And the champions.
Yes, but that was actually the cost of the game.
Mm-hmm. If you're not doing free-to-play.
If you're not doing free-to-play, yeah.
But, yeah, no, and that's... Maybe you're not the type of person for that, but then again, I also have, on one occasion, I think, bought some Hearthstone packs, but I know there are people out there that have spent literally
thousands
of dollars, and it's like, they're the people that they're trying to hook in with systems like that, and as long as that type of person exists, those systems are going to exist.
Yep. I understand that. I just wish it was less scummy. Like, it seems like you could still make money and be more user-friendly, but then the problem with that is people get the thing that they want too soon, so then they stop buying things. So it's like, this is such an anti-consumer way to do things. In a free-to-play game, I completely understand it. I really truly do in a free-to-play game. But in a game that you've already given a developer your money, I still think you shouldn't have to do that.
No. To me, it kind of depends on how bad it is. Like, how difficult it is to get the things that you want, that sort of thing. But to me, I am of the same mind. If I paid, you know, if I was playing a Final Fantasy game, and it's like, instead of, to get X legendary weapon, you need to go here and fight X legend, or Y, you know, this legendary boss, and, okay, so you go do that, you get the weapon. But if it's like, you have to fight this boss, and then you open a chest, and you might get the item you want, but you might not.
Speaking of Final Fantasy, James, you just started playing Final Fantasy 14, and I expect a review next week. Okay. Wait, no, not next week, the week after.
Okay, good. I have 14 free days. Yeah, next week is our series cast, so...
No, it's a week after. That's the series cast. The
next week is the first weekend of the month. Actually, well...
Wait, isn't
the
this
first falls this Sunday.
Because this is the first week, technically. So wouldn't we record next...
This is still September.
I know.
So next
that's
week
what
is
I'm
the
saying.
First full week.
So next week is the first week of the month.
And that's going to be the first weekend. So then the one after.
So then the one after that, yeah.
So we... Okay. Wait, isn't this
next
technically
week.
The first weekend of the month? Because tomorrow's
nope.
the first.
No, because this is the 30th of the last month.
It takes precedence. The previous month takes precedence. It was here first.
Yeah. If this were the first, then absolutely, you'd be correct. But this is the 30th, so...
Whatever. It's not half week.
We'll tell you when, James. Just keep playing, buddy. We'll ask you next week.
Well, I can give you my first impression, because my first impression is a loading bar. Because I fucking downloaded it, and I was because I was playing Final Fantasy X, and I was like, okay, so I'm downloading it, and then it gets done like late at night, and I was like, sweet, well maybe I'll just like log in, get my account going, just you know, see the thing, and it's like, oh yeah, we need to download an update. Oh sure, okay.
Oh, they're still doing that bullshit.
Oh, so big fucking huge update. The base game to download it is like 8 gigs, and the update was like 10. It was fucking like, are you kidding me? Because I'm like, why the hell don't you, when you update your fucking game, update your
the
base
whole
game
fucking thing
that is in the fucking, like, if I download it on Steam, that should be the most up-to-date fucking
right?
game.
If you were if you were installing from a disc, that's a different ball entirely. But fucking A, this goddamn pageant that they've got here.
Oh, man. Yeah, so it was a really fucking huge update. And so...
It's still going?
No, it's done. Thank God, DSL. Because if it wasn't done... I still remember when I first downloaded Final Fantasy XI on the fucking PS2.
Mm-hmm.
And I set it up and I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'll just go leave for school and come back. Yeah, come home and it's still not done. Fucking dial-up, goddammit. And then when I don't get all the way through the fucking update and someone gets on the internet, it's like, ah, oh, fuck you! Thank you!
Somebody tries to make a phone call on your landline. What happens if you do that?
It disconnects you.
Yeah.
You from get the internet or from...
Yes.
Oh, damn!
Yeah, it like... Yeah.
That blows, man!
And what's worse is, like, they can't really make the call until it completely disconnects you, but it just fucks you up.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I did that on purpose in my brother a couple times.
That's so cold.
Oh, I've done that. I've done that to people too. Like, oh, well, I want to use the computer now. Pick up the phone.
That's not why I did it. I did it because it's like, hey, I wanted to use the phone, so I'm gonna.
Oh, landlines.
Anyway, so we're gonna call this the first part, guys, and we're gonna come back here in a couple of minutes for us and mere seconds for you.
And people wondered why, when they used it, they got massive fucking abscesses in their face. Because you're washing your face with something pretty harsh anyway. Not harsh, but it's like acne cleanser. And then you have this sharp-ass peach stone that if you grind it up, it gets worse. You know?
Well, yeah.
And it's bad for you, but St. Ives has been doing this whole time. And one of my coworkers was like, no, I've never had problems with that. I'm like, do you have skin of steel? Because I bet you've had problems with it.
Why don't you just wash your face?
Because exfoliating is good for it. Like, you know how I get, like, this shit on my nose that looks, like, crusty? It's because I don't exfoliate.
You know why I don't?
Because you're an old
face.
Man.
Well, is that such a rare thing to just, like, hey, use soap and water and wash your fucking face?
That's not how it works for everybody. If I just use regular old soap and water or even just body wash, do you know how bad my face is? That's why I
have
this. Jonathan, I spent, like, 8 years of my adolescence agonizing over it.
Okay, but have you tried it since you've gone through puberty?
You know I still get acne.
Yeah.
I think I'm going through, like, second puberty right now.
Fun.
Also, I actually, I do wash my face, but it all depends on how abrasive the thing is you use to wash your face. Like, if you've got a washcloth or something.
Irish Spring is so bad for your, well, okay, not all of us can have resilient skin like yours, John. Your
you
face
don't rub
has,
the fucking bar soap on your face.
Your
you
face
rub it on
has
your
a pH, John. And that's why people get oily or people get dry or people. I mean.
I'm an oily some bitch. This is gonna be gross
you're
for
really not.
Have you seen
your
my mouth?
Hair.
I'm acidic.
You're not acidic, John.
Look at my keyboard.
It's kind of an ass.
You use it a lot. You put the ass in acidic.
It's not just that the keys get rubbed off, it's that there's actual divots.
Yeah, you use your computer a lot, John, especially WASD.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
Like, you're going to need new keycaps at some point, because you're going to wear through to the buttons.
Buttons.
I find it kind of funny that whenever I go to a keyboard, I don't really type that much anyways. I, like, have an advanced form of hunting and pecking.
Mm-hmm.
But
take a typing class. It's
infuriating.
Take a typing class. James, don't you work in IT?
Yeah,
what the fuck, dude?
I'm really fucking good at it. Like,
I fucking guess, dude.
If it works for him, it works for
I'm bad about the home row, but that's about it. Like,
well, my hands don't go to home row. They automatically go to WASD. Like,
oh, God, me too.
Yeah. But that's kind of like, yeah, no, I want to find, like, some sort of typing thing that I can stand to do. Because it's like, I start typing, like, I can do it. Like, if I put my hands at home row, I can type. But then I get frustrated with how slow I am because I'm not doing it. And then I start slipping into my old habit because it's a hell of a lot faster. And I'm just like, fuck. Now I'm back where I started.
You want to know how to train yourself?
What?
To put a piece of paper over your hands.
Yeah. We had, like, in high school when we were doing, like, typing classes and stuff like that, we
How did you get through that?
Cheating.
Advanced hunting and pecking?
I fucking cheated, like, hardcore. Like, during the regular things, it's really easy, because it's like, okay, I know where this button is, just press
and
it.
And they show the hands.
Boy, but that then, sure did help you in the long run, didn't it, huh?
Yeah, well, no, then it was like, I just be like, okay, I know where this button is. I know where this button is. That sort of thing.
That's
but then
where,
when it got to like the
that's
actual,
how typing goes.
Well, then when it got to actually like the exams and stuff like that, I would cheat. I'd lift up the little flat thing.
So you don't have the keyboard memorized? Like,
seriously, if I put my hands at home row and I decide I'm going to type a sentence, I can do it. It's just slow because I'm not used to doing it, and then I get frustrated with how slow it is. So then I go back to hunting and pecking.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's because you trained yourself in a bad habit. That's actually something that they teach musicians not to do, too. Like, I had to break myself of a really bad drumming habit when I first started.
Which was?
Not using fucking... Okay. So, I had the worst grip on the drumsticks. I used to hold them like they were chicken, rather than, like, drumsticks. So I wouldn't have my finger loose enough to actually get a snap so that the stick would bounce. So I was always like, I can't even fucking roll. I mean, obviously now I can because I broke the fucking habit, but it took me forever because I learned how to do it incorrectly.
So that's it.
When I was doing guitar and violin, I used to get calluses like right here because I couldn't, well, I still can't really stretch my fingers wide enough because the skin tears, but I still trained myself to reach a little differently. So it's probably a bad habit, but I didn't have a callus on the fucking side of my finger anymore.
I still have a callus right here on the side of my thumb from when I used to play the clarinet.
So, not to, diminish the fun talk, but it's been 5 minutes, and we pretty sometimes talk about
being
well, we were talking about excess skin on our nose, and then we started talking about bad habits, because I was kind of trying to bring us back into, like, tech-related stuff.
Speaking of bad habits...
I mean, to be fair, guys, this is our podcast, so we can talk about whatever the fuck we want.
That's fair.
Right. I'm going to talk about the Middle Eastern salamander now.
Okay, what do you
That's
know about
thing?
It?
That's a thing?
I'm sure there is a salamander in the Middle East. They're fucking everywhere.
I've never actually seen a salamander.
Really?
Ever.
You can catch them out here.
Really?
Yeah.
Here in the city.
A Middle
Probably,
Eastern
yeah.
salamander?
Where?
Not a Middle Eastern salamander!
That's amazing!
But yeah, you just look under damp things.
Oh yeah, you could probably find them.
Got
here.
A damp thing. Never mind. Never mind.
What were we gonna talk about, though?
Middle Eastern salamander.
Because, I think...
Well, we started talking about bad habits, so how about, you know, game companies doing shitty, stupid things.
Did we talk about, Warner Brothers already, or was that before the show?
I think we might have talked about, like, what was happening, but this latest development, I think, happened during this past week, so...
So, if you guys heard us rant about the Fort Hogg, I don't want to say conspiracy, because it's not the correct word.
It's a conspiracy.
Controversy.
There you go. Debacle.
Debacle, that'll work.
That's a little better word, because it's been a shit show.
Yeah, they are officially not charging for the Fort Hogg DLC, and they basically apologized to everyone... Said, yeah, it would have required too much work on our part, so we didn't want to do it.
So we're lazy, have some money.
And also, it's bad PR.
Okay, so here's one thing that I was kind of wondering. If what they're saying is true, then a whole bunch of different states in the United States, as well as...
Five.
Okay, so five states in the United States, as well as foreign bodies, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Have different, like, channels that you have to go through for things that are crap.
Things that charity? Are crap.
Yes, charity, the word that escaped me just now. So anything that's charity related, there are certain procedures that have to be done. There are certain ways that, you know, there's a whole bunch of, like, basically red tape just surrounding these five states and everyone else, apparently.
Yeah.
So I would kind of understand if they didn't, well, if they wanted to make the process, like, easier, I guess. So by not really, I guess, saying, well, apparently, if also what they're saying is correct, that they're not allowed to, like, talk about the procedure in some of these places, I don't
know. Yeah, we linked to the article that they wrote from on their own forums, their community forums, and, in that, they actually talk about how it would have been illegal for them to say anything to the community when they were still going to do it. Which raises some alarm bells! Because that means that not only would they have had to answer to the law if they admitted that they weren't going to do the charity thing, because that's illegal, they knew that it was illegal to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, so they... I think that the way that they tried to implement it just wasn't really ringing well with the fans. Like, it raised a lot of red flags.
Well, it sounds like they were trying to sidestep the law, too.
Or maybe they weren't putting as much effort into that as they could have. Like, they didn't jump through all the hoops. But if what they were saying was true...
They couldn't officially say that they were trying not to have to pay whatever tax there was on charitable transactions.
Like, what they could have done is say, hey, if you buy this thing, we'll match whatever that is.
Yeah, would that, like...
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, I think in 45 of the 50 states, it would have flown.
I mean, I can't really think of, like, because it's not even, like, it's not...
But now they're doing that anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, maybe that, because now, isn't that what they're doing now, where they're basically, like, it's free, so
they're just making... Donation.
Yeah, they're just making a huge donation, like a lump sum.
Yeah. So it's not necessarily, well, obviously, since people don't have to pay for it, it's like, it's not based on how many times it's downloaded, but it's like, mm-hmm. they're just like, we're going to give them X amount of money. Like, would it have changed it that much if they were just like, anybody that buys this, like, you know, we'll match that funds and give it to the family, that sort of thing? It's not like an actual official, like, fucking donation. It's not an official, like, charity.
It is, though, because it's going to, you're taking I mean, still, at the end of the day, you're still taking this amount of funds and taking it to a private individual. So it could look bad in the lies, or in the eyes of the law.
Eyes of the law.
That's what I was going to say. Ugh. Anyway, they have to be really careful, and I think that's the problem, is that they were trying, again, to sidestep the law rather than going through proper channels so that, you know, they wouldn't have to pay anything. So what Warner Brothers was trying to do is they were trying to be semi-charitable, but not having to put forth any of the effort or pay any of the cost towards doing it the correct way. That's my takeaway from it.
Yeah, I can see that. So they were essentially just kind of being lazy.
Yeah. Which is a great way to show people that you valued their family's contribution to the game that they worked on.
Yeah.
So, if I were that family, I would be like, oh, thanks for the gesture? Question mark?
Yeah. What if they just, like, had it? I don't know. I guess free wouldn't really work, just because it's like, okay, so I downloaded it. Or maybe they're just like...
They could have just given them money, like they're doing anyway.
Yeah.
And then added him to the game, and there would have been no hubbub at all. People would have actually given them goodwill. They'd be like, oh, you hear what Warner Bros. Did? They loved this guy so much that they gave his money, or they gave his family a ton of money, and then they put him in the game to immortalize him.
Well, also, they would be saving a shit ton of money if they were selling this, because then, like, if you think about it, if it's a $5 DLC, and you give them $5, and then it's like, okay, we'll give them, this family, $5, then they're not out any money. But now, it's like, okay, we're giving them, like, you know, $100,000, so that's, like, however
just
much
just a pure
money.
Loss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that is... So that's probably...
That's kind of flying contrary to what I was talking about, but I was talking about bad PR versus good PR, though, because I think PR is going to have a huge effect on things. The fact that they were going to do this was actually my final tipping point to not wanting to get the game, for example.
So part of me wonders, with all this bad PR that they were getting, that someone in the company was just like, hey, just so you know, if we just gave them the money and just made the DLC free, we'd be making more money than we would doing this shit. So it's like, so in an effort to save money, they really lost themselves quite a bit, I believe.
Exactly. So.
But how many people do you think are actually, like, won back with this? I mean, like, what do you think?
I'm back on board.
I think it was an easily avoidable debacle, but...
Yeah.
They learned and are not going to do anything like that again.
I will not be buying any of their fucking in-game boxes, and I also will not be buying it at launch.
Wait till it goes on sale. That's my philosophy of mini games.
I'm gonna wait till it's $10 again.
Yeah.
So, have you guys been noticing that games have been depreciating in value very slowly now?
Yeah.
Which is really weird, because Doom went to, like, half price basically a couple of months after it released.
Couple weeks during the... Because it released, and then it was, like, the summer sale.
I think it was deliberate, because it probably cost them, or they planned on it being this much, and they just went off the hype of nostalgia nerds.
I don't know. Doom was actually genuinely good.
No, oh, yeah. I know! But that's the thing, is I think they meant... Because it's probably, what, 30 now?
Mm-hmm.
They probably meant to sell it at 30 originally. Is my guess.
Oh, okay, I get what you're saying.
But now, when they first started, they're like, hey, this is what we can...
Do?
This is what we can do here in the... This is what we can do here in the beginning.
To me, honestly, I bought it during the summer sale, which was awesome. I was like, this is definitely worth $30. But in the end, I also think it would be worth $60, because it was actually, like, a really fucking good game.
It was pretty long, had a lot of content to it, really well-crafted story. Good voice acting, even though you didn't have to pay attention to it at all if you don't want to.
Yeah.
I think main characters is awesome.
I think it was just a genuinely good game, which is kind of hard to come by sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes? All the time?
Yeah.
Forever?
I was trying to give the games industry a benefit of the doubt.
What's another genuinely good game that's come out recently that you guys can think of?
I mean... Ooh.
That's also the thing. I don't play new games.
I have to go through my list. Like...
The only reason why I played Doom when it was new was because it was, like, half price, like, a couple weeks after launch. Like, I've been watching the price of fucking Resident Evil 7, fucking A. How long ago did that game release? It's still $60.
Yeah, and they're still updating it, too, though.
That's the thing, though. Like, here you guys are like, no, Doom was really, really good. And no, I understand that Resident Evil isn't incredible compared to Doom.
I will say this. I think that Resident Evil 7 is not necessarily on par with Doom. But it's definitely better than the other Resident Evil schlock that they sell.
Yes, but I feel like you guys almost expect it to have gone down by now.
I mean, yeah.
Well, because even games
released
a long
time ago. Where's the double standard? Like, was it just that it released a long time ago?
Yeah.
Well, also even, like, games on a disc. Like, if you went to... Like, I worked at Walmart. I was the one who put the new tags on the shelf, and a game released at $60... And within probably about a couple, like a month or two...
It would go down $5 to $10.
Yeah, it go down $5 to $10, and then at that point, depending on sales, it would go down either quickly or slowly.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking...
Unless it's Nintendo.
Yeah, unless Nintendo, where they're like, oh yeah, Super Smash Bros. On the Wii? Yeah, no, that fucking...
Still $60.
Yeah, fuck... God damn it.
Fuck consumers, fuck our fans.
They were kind of an anomaly, but especially games on, like, Xbox and PlayStation,
mm-hmm.
they went down fairly quickly, and they usually hung around, like, the $30 mark for a long time.
Which is fine.
Yeah, like, a half full retail price game is, in my opinion, okay. And usually at that point, it, like, drops off the face of the earth, and next thing you know, you find it in, like...
A bargain bin.
Yeah. But a game staying at $60 for more than, like, 3 to 5 months is fucking, like, almost unheard of unless you're Nintendo. Mm-hmm. Or your Halo. Fucking Halo did that sometimes.
Yeah. Like, God damn it.
Fucking Microsoft flagship bullshit.
You know, speaking of, I kind of... Okay. So, I don't... Did we talk about this on the show? Or was that before the show again? Destiny?
We talked... Well, no, we haven't talked about it yet.
Okay. So, Destiny 2 had a trailer that they released in Japan only. That is basically just some people...
Having a dance-off.
Having a dance-off.
In Destiny
as the Guardians. In... from Destiny. And using some of the dances that are available in-game. And it honestly was the most interested I've been in Destiny.
Is it
ever
available on PC at all?
Yeah, it's coming out this month. By the time the listener's hearing it.
Man, if we didn't already pre-order Mario.
God, I'm excited.
Oh, we pre-ordered Mario Odyssey this week. I'm excited. It's coming out the, 27th?
Yeah, it's going to show up at our door on the 27th.
Which is so fucking cool. I fucking adore Amazon. I know it's bad for small businesses, and I know it's bad for, like, brick and mortars, but once brick and mortars start matching Amazon and stop
which
being
will, like, never happen.
And yeah. Shut down instead. You know what's interesting? Because yeah. Amazon has, like, their growth rate, as far as, like, their stock pricing, is pitifully low. 0.8% one year, because they just dip their fingers into so many pies. But they're doing so well.
You know, I was thinking about Amazon versus small businesses, and there's so many small businesses still alive in Spokane that do that kind of game catering and stuff like that. You know how they stay alive, though, is they sell things that Amazon doesn't, like really old games, mm-hmm. and like peripherals that don't exist on Amazon anymore, or they get a hold of exclusive copies of things. And I think that's how a mom-and-pop business is going to stay in not competition, because frankly, it's not a competition with Amazon. But I think that's how they're going to stay in business.
I think that's fair.
Until that's actually why I don't feel... Sorry.
Until we have just, like, some giant corporation that has, like, literally everything you walk into. They're, like, 2-mile by 2-mile warehouses.
Walmart.
I feel like...
What is this, Idiocracy?
Welcome to Walmart. I love you.
I feel like a lot of mom and pop stores need to be at least click and mortar nowadays to be able to survive. If nothing else, like, they don't necessarily have to do e-commerce, but they have to have some kind of indication of what their products are.
At least have a fucking card reader.
There's some kind of charm to places that do cash only. Like, yeah, it's sketchy as shit, but, I mean, I don't know. I think it's still charming.
If they have a fucking ATM, I don't give a shit. It's like, okay.
Okay, I mean, I guess that's fair, but...
Plus, legal weed. Like... They well, yeah, all have...
We're an anomaly. Well, we're one of the few anomalies in the States.
What do you mean?
Weed isn't legal everywhere here.
That's fair, but...
I mean, not even to most of our listeners is it legal.
Sorry, guys. Come visit us in Washington.
We have free... We don't have free weed. We have legal weed!
I mean, I have free weed. If you like or subscribe to us...
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing.
I'm not gonna send them weed.
We're not giving our listeners weed. If you want to come sit in on the show, maybe.
But you can't smoke inside because this is a rental.
Yeah.
Anything's better with a bag of weed.
Fuck you and Family Guy. God fucking damn.
I never really like. I know a few references from that show, like Wigs legs go all the way up, Griffin. But
Todd Glass got fucking absorbed with that goddamn song. And would do that thing that Todd Glass does, where he plays it over and over.
That's the reason I don't like Todd Glass's show.
I like Todd Glass a lot. I think he's a great
too.
Guy.
He's a good person. His show is awful. I'm sorry.
Sometimes
the
show's
awful. I can't stand it. It's... What do you like about it?
You don't listen to the shows that I've said are good, though. Because I don't... Going into a show... Straight up, if it's bad, I don't know that ahead of time if I'm listening to it the first time.
You picked up Straight Up. Straight Up.
I mean, Straight Up has been around since... Straight Up Now Tell Me, is it going to be you and me forever? Or are we just having fun? So Straight Up has been around for a lot longer than people seem to act.
I think you should, after this podcast, you should show me one of his podcasts that's good.
Okay.
I will try and give it
Deal.
A listen.
Anything with Paul F. on it.
I love Paul F. Tompkins. Also, something I'm not enthused for is the new series of Harmon Quest. It ended so weak. It's like they were rushing it.
They were rushing.
It was badly. It was poorly planned DMing.
It wasn't poorly planned DMing. It was poorly planned game session. They expected to get this rich narrative out of 30-minute gameplay sessions.
I feel like what they...
And me, I was like, that's not even me getting started.
I was gonna say, that's like... That's setting up the, like... Well, reminding us where we were.
Yeah, that's true.
Last time on D&D.
Yeah.
I miss hearing that. I wish we all didn't have shit work schedules in school.
Yeah, I know.
One day. 2 years. I just have... Well, 3 years. I just have 3 years to finish this degree and my master's. Then we'll be done. Mm-hmm. Maybe? Please?
Uh-huh.
I don't want
getting back to subject.
So I'm going to take a second, and I'm going to bring us back in a rather jarring manner, because I'm going to fly off the deep end here right now.
Oh.
So I was kind of curious. It's like, oh, how long has Resident Evil 7 been out? I go look. Oh, it released in fucking January, so it's almost been a year. Yeah. So, just to put that in perspective. Also, the whole thing when I mentioned about in-game or in-store, the games depreciate in value, they fucking have. Best Buy and Walmart sell this game for $40. Steam is fucking $59.99. And also, looking at their fucking... Sorry, I'm fucking... So looking at the Best Buy website, they have two options. You can buy it on like... Well, three options. You can buy it Xbox, PlayStation, or digital download.
Digital download's expensive?
Digital download is $60. Jeez. But their fucking disc is... $40. The hell?
I would pay $20 to not have to talk to a Best Buy employee.
Okay, but still, the digital download version costs less to produce.
They don't have to fucking make it. They don't have to ship it. They don't have to fucking do anything. They're just like, here, have like an hour access to our fucking server and take our fucking game.
It should at least be the same price, if not cheaper.
For ease of access, I'm not saying I want this to be a real thing that happens in the industry. But for ease of access, I'd be willing to pay $10 more.
How are physical games going to stay competitive? Grandparents who buy the games for their children? Grandchildren?
Consoles exist.
No, they don't.
That's the thing. Console gaming is why physical copies still exist. Most PC gamers nowadays do not buy the... Like,
I don't even have a disk drive.
In most cases, a physical version for PC doesn't even exist.
Also, buying a physical copy technically is actually kind of better, because if you are buying it on, like, if you're buying it on Steam, you don't own it. You're basically
you're renting it.
For, like, you're renting it for your life. Legally, you cannot transfer those to another person. If you die, or like Steam decides to just shut down randomly,
you're out all those games.
Yeah, you could spend tens of thousands of dollars, and they don't give a flying fuck. If you don't have a
better
version
play
of
offline
it,
mode.
Yeah, you better be in offline and have on some fucking huge hard drive all of your games downloaded and ready to roll. Because it's like, if you don't, and you don't have a server to re-download it from, you are fucked.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having the fucking audacity to charge more for renting a game. Are you fucking kidding me?
You know what would be interesting? I was just kind of thinking, like, what if Steam shit itself? And what if it lost everybody, like, your account was still there, or maybe it's not, and all your games were gone? Steam was still a thing, and you could still buy games.
Company would go out of business, because there'd be so many lawsuits.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like, technically, if you don't have any way to prove that these are all the games that I purchased from you, which technically you can if you go into your account, there is a list. Yeah.
But that's why I'm thinking, like, and you have all the emails, which would be great, but I want to kind of start up a website where you can log in with Steam, confidentially, like, I mean, it would only take your games library, and it would back it up in nothing but a text file. Maybe it would have the date that you bought it, that kind of thing, and it would just have the list of your games and all the DLC you owned.
Technically, you could just also, like, have your license key.
But just so you knew what your inventory even was.
You know,
so that in case that happened, Steam could give you all your shit back.
A couple of years ago, we factored out that I think my Steam library is worth, like, $10,000 or something
like that. Steamleft.com, and then it's partner, like, there's some, yeah, how much it's worth.
Yeah.
You have something like the thousands of hours of gameplay if you were to 100% everything.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about the monetary value of my account.
Oh, yeah.
Like, again, like $10,000 worth of games.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember that. Like, the how much your account is worth, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots. At the same time, you buy a shit ton of stuff on, like, Humble Bundle and...
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. Oh, yeah. Like, those things go off sale once they're not on sale anymore. Just because I'm a smart consumer doesn't mean that they don't have monetary value still.
Well, technically, no. It's just, like, a license key.
Now,
you're just renting it. It's worth nothing.
Well, yeah.
Had I bought physical copies, this wouldn't even be a discussion, so...
I do admit, like, having the physical copies of Zelda and Mario Kart, it's kind of nice just to... I don't know.
I tried to switch to Mario Kart earlier and got really annoyed that I had to get up.
Jonathan?
Well, it was one of those things where, you know how you do a whole bunch of stuff in preparation and then sit down? And then you forgot to do one thing?
For me, it's, I have my nest, I have a blanket, I have a pillow, I have my water bottle here, I have the game, I have,
My phone's ringing.
I have, yeah, my phone or my, something stupid that it's like, this is unbearable.
And I get that it's a pure laziness thing, but you have to admit, like, when you get maximum comf, and then you have to leave maximum comf, you're never gonna get it back.
Yeah. It's like, it's never the same.
It's not. You're never gonna get back. Like, when John and I, like, we'll, like, snuggle up, and he'll be facing away, and I'll be facing away, because that's just how you have to sleep sometimes. And it'll be perfect, and then somebody will move, and it's like, this is
wrong. It'll be her kicking me, and then I'll wake up
this
and move
is wrong.
Away from her.
But that's the thing, it's there's something to that.
Yeah.
The hell is wrong? So sad.
Speaking of comfort.
So do I, though.
We need to get a pair of gaming chairs. I was just thinking about that. Like, yeah. And these chairs are hella uncomfortable.
That chair is really comfortable.
It's just that it sneaks down.
Yeah, my chair's at this point where it's
the air is...
old enough that the air thing gives out sometimes. So just...
Well, really what it is that the button is stuck so that your chair, the weight of your chair is balancing on it.
Because
mm-hmm. that's what your little lever does, is it releases it, and now it's fucked. One of my biggest fears when you're putting those together, because you have to kind of like... Get, like, you have to, like, force it down
into
the thing.
I know, I put yours together, and mine.
My biggest fear is, what if that little air thing exploded and went directly up your anus?
Wow.
Wouldn't it fucking suck? You would have to deal with that.
Luckily, there's a metal plate in between you and it.
But what if it's not? Then you have shrapnel
there
up your asshole.
Is a metal plate there for that reason.
Just in case you get ass rammed by... Is it hydraulic, or is it...
It's hydraulic, yeah.
So, I mean, just get, like...
Shot right out of your chair. And then there's pieces of you on the ceiling, and your asshole is on the ceiling.
Let me put it this way. It's not powerful enough that if I'm sitting on it and the air button is pressed all the time, that it can lift me.
So yeah, you're probably not going to get ass rammed too hard, but, you know.
You're probably going to be okay.
I'll do without any ass ramming, thank you.
Don't try it, because that's a stupid thing to do. Because we're voices on the internet. Guys.
Or do. I don't care. Do what makes you happy. If you want to get ass rammed by an air hydraulic thing, you do you, my friend.
Depth Restrict Studios does not officially endorse ass ramming by an air compressor.
But don't put... People will, like, pump air into their rectum or vagina, and there are arteries that run right by there.
Guys, don't... Be safe, okay? I don't care what you do. Just be safe.
Don't put
that's not true. I do care what you
do. Bum.
Don't be stupid and be safe.
So, here from Dapper Shark Studios, if you're gonna ram something in your ass, just be safe about it.
There are safe butt things.
Yeah.
So, next week we're gonna be doing, because of the way that this month fell, we're gonna be doing one more fun cast, and then we're doing the series cast the week after. We didn't really factor in that the 30th would fall on a Saturday this month, so I was a little bit off on my telegraphing there.
Way to go.
Yeah.
So see y'all for a fun cast next week.
Yeah! Bye, guys.
Brought to you by the number...
72! Wait, 73.
Next week will be brought to you by the number 73.
I mean, doesn't 72 carry 73?
We gotta pick a letter, too.
A. Bye, guys.
No, Z. We were backwards.
Bye, guys!
Get the fuck out of here!